You're listening to AM 1450 KBPS Portland Summer Sound, and it's your news.
Good morning. The time is 11:30, and I am Razor.
And I'm Sydney, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Did you know Portland rapper and Benson Tech alum, KBPS major, class of 2012, Amine, he is presenting his Best Day Ever Festival at the McMinimins Amphitheater, September 13th. The two-day event lineup is here, with Saturday being Amine, followed by Amari, Zach Fox, the DJ set, and Clo the God. The Sunday lineup is Thundercat. Following behind is Smeo, Mike, and Donta. This is an all-ages event, so everyone is invited. Tickets are now available. If you would like more information or have any questions, you can go to edgefieldconcerts.com.
Now, for all the Oregon drivers listening, southbound Oregon 217 is going to close again this weekend for paving work. From Oregon Live, Beaverton and Tiger drivers will have to take alternate routes this week, with the closure taking place from tonight at 9 p.m. through 5 a.m. on Monday. The closure begins at Southwest Canyon Road and ends at Oregon 99 West. ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, recommends drivers to use eastbound US 26 and southbound Interstate 405 to I-5. Although dates have not been scheduled at this time, two more pavings will take place this summer. The Hawthorne Bridge will also be closed this Sunday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for maintenance.
Have you noticed all the construction happening at the TriMet Max stop at the 82nd platform? The TriMet Max train platform is currently under construction and has a temporary platform with a staircase scaffolding that leads to it for the time being. With construction underway, this means the Max trains are slower and possibly delayed. The reason for the construction is to update most outdated designs and structures, and TriMet has a focus for more accessibility.
From K2, a major Portland neighborhood is divided over a proposed homeless shelter. The city of Portland is proposing turning a building at the corner of Northwest 14th Avenue and North of Street in the Pearl District into a homeless shelter with 200 beds. Critics are concerned that drug and crime activity would increase if plans go through. A citizen of the Pearl District speaks at a virtual meeting about her concerns.
It's a section of town that has thousands of children, that has a large number of retirees. So putting the shelter here will undeniably have the worst negative impact on the largest number of people.
Now, the Portland Mayor Keith Wilson sent K2 a lengthy statement which says in part, "My plan only works if neighborhoods are empowered and safe. I'm determined to win the trust of emergency shelter neighbors and surrounding businesses through tangible improvements."
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Sydney, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer 2025. Up next is your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Want to have a good career but not sure college is for you? Try an apprenticeship. Apprenticeships offer training that combine on-the-job learning and classroom courses. Apprentices usually begin at half the wage of those who are certified in the occupation, but apprentices receive pay increases as they learn to perform more complex tasks. Apprenticeships are usually found in the trade occupations such as electrician, heavy-duty mechanic, or painters, but jobs such as drafters, film and video technicians, and law enforcement may also use apprenticeships. When you've completed your apprenticeship, you increase your chances of finding a well-paying job and may become a supervisor or go into business for yourself. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Portland weather!
The forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high of 70 degrees. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 57. Tomorrow, there'll be decreasing clouds and a high of 74 degrees. Right now, it's overcast and 64 degrees in Vancouver. It's mostly cloudy and 64 degrees in Hillsboro, and currently it's overcast and 64 degrees in the Rose City. Next up is Slow Down by Christine McLeave.